For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Despite the good economy, state lawmakers are already bracing for difficult budget debates when the legislature convenes in January. While damage estimates from Hurricane Matthew are still being developed, the storm will definitely impact next year's state budget. Last year's historic flooding cost the state around $200 million. State agencies like the Department of Transportation and law enforcement run up big bills during storm response and have to be reimbursed. And there are already calls for state help for beach renourishment and for farmers who, for the second year in a row, appear to have sustained major crop losses. Republican Senator Harvey Peeler of Gaffney, vice chairman of the Senate's Finance Committee, says paying for Hurricane Matthew will be the top budget priority.
So Matthew will be the one that drives the budget. Before that, it was certainly the infrastructure, and then, of course, education, the education needs. I think every segment of the economy in the state of South Carolina was adversely affected by the hurricane, so that's going to add to the challenge.
Republican Bill Herb Kerstman represents coastal Beaufort County and is a senior member of the House's Budget Writing Committee. He says state expenses due to the hurricane mean some tough budget decisions will have to be made next year.
That's going to be a tough budget year. I mean, just from the natural disasters we had and a carryover from last year as well. I mean, plus we've got the additional beach renourishment for the investment in our coast. It's going to be a tough year all the way around. And you set your priorities. And that's kind of what we're going to have to do this year, is really set the priorities.
Unanticipated hits to the state budget, such as storm response, make setting budget priorities more difficult. Lawmakers expect about $450 million of additional tax revenue to be available in the next budget. Besides expenses from Matthew, the state's pension system needs more money. It's reported to be carrying a $20 billion unfunded liability. The state is still under a state Supreme Court order stemming from the Abbeville decision to increase funding for public education. DOT says it needs another $2 billion to go with a 10-year, $2 billion spending plan approved earlier this year. While lawmakers acknowledge that something like a natural disaster can't be anticipated, some Democrats say the millions of dollars going to storm recovery shouldn't keep the Republican-led legislature from adequately funding priority programs like education and roads that they say have been underfunded for years. Here's veteran House Ways and Means Committee member Gilda Cobb Hunter of Orangeburg.
Natural disasters are things that can't be planned for. Some of these other storms, like the Abbeville decision, are storms we've had adequate warning about and have chosen not to do anything.
Senate Finance Committee member Democrat Vincent Shaheen of Camden says that neglectful spending by the state is especially apparent when it comes to state roads.
There will not be enough money in the state budget to fix our roads. They've been neglected for 20 years. Revenue is going to have to be increased to fix the roads. Pretty simple solution. Whether there's the will in the governor's office and the legislature to do it is another question.
Some legislative leaders, however, say a tight budget might actually improve chances for increasing the gas tax to generate new revenue to pay for roads. And with this year's elections behind them, they're signaling there will be a renewed effort to use the gas tax as a funding mechanism. The House passed a gas tax increase during this year's legislative session, but the Senate opted for a different spending and borrowing plan for roads. So when the General Assembly comes back into session in January, lawmakers will once again be facing a now familiar dilemma: how to find more money for education and roads. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.